Elise, as Android at the Japan Culture and Hyperculture Festival. It takes three men to hoist me to the platform, a fourth to hide the cables juicing this endeavor. And during soundcheck, my engineer cradles my head, smooths my hair, rearranges the folded cloth of my peach kimono, tightens the obi with screen-printed forest scene. And when he whispers, "You're perfect," I blush as best I'm able, and he presses my cheek, kisses the springy cush of my false skin. At first, the audience is shy, only asks me basic questions, no compound clauses. And I'm witty, I'm a lovely hostess, I even tell a joke about robots and chickens. I move in stylized increments, tiny steps that mimic the audience's idea of a geisha, as does my white lacquer skin, silicone to a velvet cream sheen. It is all very careful, the awkward presented as beauty, and I am beautiful, awkward as that is. They grow bolder, the questions more complex. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Why does the mother spider eat all her babies? What's prettier, a girl with a fresh bruise or a bucket of water? I stutter, "Can you repeat the question?" And they smile, not wide like mine, but tight, satisfied. "I'm afraid I don't understand," I say, again, apologetic. And the spectators point out my hairline as a giveaway, the sway when I talk, shudder at the horror show, her poreless skin, perfect like a pig's.